I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this extra weekly episode of Dame Baptiste Questions Everything, or what we're calling DBQs. On DBQs, myself, comedian, writer, and occasional actor Dame Baptiste, and my producer friend, Howard Cohen, aka The Hizzer,
hello,
are going to be delving into some things that have happened in this week's news.
That is right, Dane. We'll be doubling down on something important that happened this week. And this week, we're going to talk about the fact that, if you haven't heard, in the UK, nurses are going to go on strike. And that is quite a big deal. It feels like in this era, Dane, that we are kind of getting very used to people striking, right? But yep. I think, you know, the idea of those lovely, obviously not exclusively ladies, but predominantly in history, ladies, but having to strike to get what they want from a job that is incredibly valuable to society seems a really dangerous place that we're in.
Yeah, I mean, we're definitely in a dangerous place, but I mean, it just reinforces what we have discussed a few times on this podcast, the fact that the ubiquity of technology has allowed for a large swaths of human civilization to regress back to being mud-smeared, idiotic peasants who believe that the sun revolves around the earth, because we have fallen to what I would say are dangerously grave levels when we do not recognize not only the importance of the healthcare industry or the availability of universal healthcare in Western civilization, but also those people who make up the proletariat or the workforce that allows us to enjoy universal healthcare. Like, if we are at the point now socially where we consider ourselves to be in opposition to the needs or the industrial demands of healthcare professionals, particularly nurses, then we are lost as people.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like, you know, I've tweeted about it, I've alluded to it myself. If you are somebody who does not understand the importance of nurses in society, your mother needs to push you back into her pussy, because you're of no use of anyone. Because the way you would have come into this world via mum's vagina would have been, some nurses would have been able to help soothe and prep her either for a cesarean, or they would have insisted, or you would have been assisted by midwives and doulas that would have allowed for your mother to deliver you. Like, this is a very precarious situation for any woman to be in, and that is massively mitigated by the presence of and the work done within healthcare, particularly in the industries of midwifery and for nurses and doulas in general, or birthing assistants, whatever the name is. But what we can't deny is there is no point within human life in the early inceptions of human civilization where we have not depended on the, I guess, synchronism of both either maternal or sororital care or familial care, and how that is contextualized through the application of healthcare or through nursing, whether it's been our great wars, whether it's been our social revolution. But those who have stood on the front line to be catalysts for social change, if they have incurred any kind of injuries throughout their endeavors, nurses are normally also on the front line with them, helping out. Because I'll be honest with you, I've maybe been raised in a Christian household. There's nothing a nun has done for me my whole fucking life, other than the ones I saw in the Sister Act films. But I know nurses have helped me on a number of occasions, and very few people, anyone who has gone through and been brought into this world through conventional methods, have depended on the attention and the proficiency and competency of a nurse in order to basically stay alive. And if you have gotten to the point in your life where you don't understand that, and you're like that piece of shit, demon dick sucker, Kelvin McKenzie, the former editor of The Sun, and you don't understand, and you think the justification for marginalizing the nurses is because they make 40 grand a year, even though all you do is lie in newspapers, I'll be quite honest, you should fucking kill yourself. And you know why I say you should fucking kill yourself? Because even if you wanted to kill yourself, you could go to a euthanasia clinic and nurses still would help you fucking kill yourself, you pricks.
I mean, with the kind of like, we're now at a point where the strike kind of society that we're living in is, it's just a constant stream, right?
It's unraveling.
When you look at what happened with, been going on this year with the train strikes, you know, and this kind of chief Mick Lynch, you would have seen lots of interviews with. I mean, can we get that guy on this podcast? I mean, I think he's doing a phenomenal job at reminding people of what some of the world means, because it's like people have just lost the norm. They're just accepting what life is and never questioning what the flaws are. And you look at the transport system, don't get me wrong, there's going to be give and take on both sides. That's life, isn't it, Dane? Everything's a bit of give and take, right?
But no, not in this case. Fuck you. If you're against train unions or RMT unions, go fuck yourself. Fuck you. How the fuck do you think couriers are going to bring your Amazon orders for your gaming chair and your Hot Pockets and your masturbatory aids? Because that's the kind of person you must be if you don't understand the importance of rail workers and anyone that has made up the modern infrastructure that makes up the West or the UK post-Great War. If you don't understand that, you're a fucking idiot. That doesn't have to be give or take. And this is the problem that we are still trying to compromise with these ignorant people who essentially are dinosaurs and a tumour on the progress of humanity. If you do not understand why nurses are important, your parents and your education system has failed you. And while we're on that subject, you may have noticed also, Howard, that teachers are about to strike.
Mm.
And what this all comes down to is when you're seeing rail workers and postal employees and educators and nurses strike, what that means is that you have a government or a society that doesn't give a fuck about any aspects of human life en masse. Because all of us within our society are dependent on all of these systems, whether it's healthcare, education and transport, in order for us to lead even a modicum of a basic human life within civilized society and within a developed nation.
We'll be back after this.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome back to the show.
So anyone who is trying to exploit or try to diminish resources within said industries is a tyrant or a dictator. And we clearly arrived at the point where people are bringing their metaverse mentalities into reality, where you feel like there is no need for these people that sustain human life. And you need to question yourself, if you think nurses are the problem, what the fuck are you doing? I heard somebody saying that maybe nurses are corrupt because they were applying vaccines and all this other shit, and during the pandemic they were giving people poison and blah, blah, blah. They're not the ones synthesizing the fucking poison. Just like you, they are subject to the same occupational and industrial protocols that they have to do what they're told to a certain extent. But very clearly, they are striking, which means they obviously object to the morality of practices or the conditions in which they are supposed to be applying healthcare to normal people. So blaming nurses for vaccines you don't fucking trust, for me, is really no different to doing something like blaming regular human beings for their energy usage, even though none of us have any involvement in the appropriation and the distribution of resources like power. So shut the fuck up. You cannot blame nurses. And even people like Kelvin McKenzie, who again, please, put your batty back in the devil's asshole, put your tongue back in his asshole, and stay licking and getting yourself ready for hell where you fucking belong, Kelvin McKenzie. To say that nurses have no right to strike because they're earning 40 grand a year shows that you are a completely soulless, vacuous cunt, and you should have been swallowed by your mother. And I'm sure if she choked, it would be nurses that would have been giving her the Heimlich in the fucking first place. But this is the point, is that we live in a world now where we have completely failed. And at the time when we are regressing into one of the worst economic states we could possibly be in, we are still in a position where we're trying to quantify the worth of most human beings based on how much money their occupation pays them. And we don't seem to realize that there are some jobs that can't be monetized and they are integral to society. There are some things you can't place a value on. And people that are prepared to enter into the healthcare industry and give people healthcare in what is essentially, for a large part, not necessarily a thankless job, but doesn't provide a direct intrinsic or material or capital reward, people that are still prepared to do that should be respected. Because I don't know what value bankers place in society. I wish someone could tell me. Because I know this for a fact. If every nurse in this country takes a week off, and every banker in this country takes a week off, I know which most of you will notice first. Because as much as you all profess to have money and have an insight and understanding about economics and currency markets in Western civilization and crypto, most of you don't know shit. Because in this country, if you make over 50 grand a year, that puts you in the top 70th percentile of earners in this country. Now, we've seen a transfer of wealth over in the billions and trillions. So if you are worried about why nurses get paid 40 grand, I would tell you to shut the fuck up. Maybe worry about why your prime minister was prepared to give 100 grand for Carrie Simmons to suck his dick in his office. Because she's not a nurse and he was sick. So I don't know what help she was providing. So if you don't understand, again, I can't find any diplomatic way of explaining this to people. If you are someone who don't understand why nurses are important and whatever reasonable demands they have that allow them to perform their job to an optimal level of efficiency, you don't understand that, that's fine. My advice to you would be, when you get ill, as you inevitably will, don't go to a fucking hospital, since you know everything. Stay home and treat your fucking self. At least be enough of an adult or have the balls or gonads to stand behind your stupid rhetoric. And that goes for anybody who has little qualms about municipal services. If you don't understand why taxes are important, when something happens to you, don't call the fucking police. Yeah? I pay tax. So if I say we should divest from the police and invest in social care projects because prevention is better than cure, I can say that. Because by me paying my tax, I give myself the privilege of political assembly. If you're trying to avoid tax, you shut the fuck up about police and the NHS and the fire service and politics. Because you're not involved. You ain't put your money in. Shut the fuck up.
I think that's a pretty concise answer.
It's me putting it nicely. If you if you go into labour, stay in your fucking house. Yeah? If your child falls and busts their lip open and needs stitches, stay in your fucking house and get some Gorilla Glue and glue your child's lip back together. Because you're a fucking idiot. And really, a nurse should have told you, you should be sterilised. Because it's not safe for you to have kids. Nobody who's dependent on somebody else should be in your care, because you don't understand how dependency and interdependency within a human civilization works. I cannot believe we're at the point now where it needs to be explained why nurses, with basic demands, should be compensated. You're living in a developed country where people that help other people to fucking live have to go to food banks to feed themselves. Meanwhile, someone is getting paid 0.4 million to suck a kangaroo's dick in a fucking jungle. And you haven't got a problem with that. And when he made decisions, he oversaw 20,000 people fucking dying and didn't let nurses help them. He gave away PPE contracts when nurses could have used those to perform whatever tasks, whatever illnesses people had, whether you believe in COVID or not, or if people need it, or you think it's a form of flu, whatever medical assistance people would have been required for any underlying health conditions that they would have needed. It would have been medical professionals like nurses on the front line. So I say it again, I don't give a fuck. Find me anywhere, because I'm not scared. If you don't understand why nurses are important in society, go to your mum's house and stuff yourself back in her pussy without any midwives to help you. You fucking idiots.
And that's this week's DBQs.
You're goddamn fucking right it is.
You've been listening to Dane Baptiste Questions Everything, hosted by Dane Baptiste and myself, Howard Cohen. For more from Dane and myself, make sure you follow us on Instagram at DaneSnapTeast and at the
Insanity Group
podcast, and unlock ad-free content, and you can watch the full-length video of the podcast. Please don't forget to rate, review and subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. If you have a question for Dane, make sure you send us a DM on Instagram at dbqepodcast, and we could feature you in our next episode. Thanks for listening, guys, and remember, question everything.
Insanity Group.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.